Today, we take a special look at a preview of Alice in Wonderland.
Plus, we'll show you how the fall sports season wrapped up for some of our teams.
These stories plus your weather and a new Fast Five. It all starts now on La Current OC.
From OCTV.
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Hello, and welcome to the Current OC. I'm Joe Mayan.
And I'm Rye Chowdhury. Can you believe we're getting closer to the holidays, Joe? We're already one quarter of the way through the school year as we wrap up the first marking period.
That's right. It's a great time to reflect on what we've accomplished so far and set goals for the next marking periods ahead. Keep up the hard work, Ocean City. I'm sure the rest of the year is going to fly by. Well, speaking of hard work, the big story today is the Drama Guild, who has been working hard every day after school preparing for the first play of the year this weekend, Alice in Wonderland. It's a play for all family and friends to attend, so make sure you come out to support our students. Let's take a look at what they've been up to. Our cameras on hand last week as the cast held a few final rehearsals before the live show. Be prepared to be swept away to a magical land for one whimsical night. All the cast and crew's hard work will pay off this Friday, November 22nd, as they take the stage for the opening night of Alice in Wonderland this weekend. The play features over 20 cast members and is directed by Mr. Lemaire with the assistance of Ms. Burns, Mr. Matus, and Ms. Purdy. Friday's show will start at 6:30 p.m. and the Saturday shows will be at 1:30 and 6:30 p.m. Tickets are online or at the door. Come out to support our hardworking actors and crew of the Drama Guild and be sure to snag a ticket before they're gone. We spoke to some of the actors to get a preview of the play.
A lot of like plays on words and also just the costumes, the whimsical world. It brings you into a whole adventure.
My favorite scene, I'm not trying to be biased, but probably the scene that me and my cousin share, which is the tea party, which is where Alice meets the March Hare and the Mad Hatter, and there's just a whole, you know, there's all kinds of antics that happen. You know?
I think my favorite part is seeing Alice go along her journey and just think about all the different things she learns at each stage.
My favorite part of the play is the ending scene when Alice has her trial. Just everybody's there together, and it's a nice way to end the show.
Great job by the Ocean City Drama Guild, and good luck on your upcoming performances. Now, wouldn't it be great to sit back and watch the show with tasty snack? That reminds me, the school store is back this year with some new changes. Current OC reporter Dom Cucci gives us the inside scoop on our school store.
Every year, there's something new at the Raider retailers. Let's go check it out. Need some new gear? It's been a year since we covered the school store, but now we got more changes for this year. I talked to Mrs. Quinn, who supervises the school store. I found out the inside scoop on what to expect.
So this year we incorporated tote bags with the interlocking OC and Red Raider logo, and we also did some bleacher seats. We also did get a new whiteboard. We're posting sales on that, upcoming events.
You might also notice a change in the OC logo if you're buying new gear.
We're not done with the Red Raider bird for sure, because obviously that's our mascot, but I just thought it would be nice to kind of give a fresh new look.
They're now selling pretzels not only on Tuesdays, but on Thursdays also, and for a greater purpose.
So we decided to donate all of our proceeds from the Thursday pretzel sales to the Best Buddies Club.
New staff are also in place, improving the business day by day.
And they're learning how to use the register. They're, you know, working on increasing their product knowledge, learning prices, sizing, and all that.
Make sure to stop by if you're hungry or looking for some new Raider merch. I'm Dom Cucci, reporting for the Current OC.
There are plenty of new items in the school store this year. Make sure you stop by between class periods to pick up your favorite snacks.
Now we send it to JP Urban in sports, talking all things OC. Hey, JP.
Hey, OC sports fans. The end of fall sports is upon us, and Ocean City has a lot to be proud of during the 2024 fall sports season. Strong playoff runs from our girls' soccer team, volleyball team, and the field hockey team highlighted our fall sports this year. Plenty of great action this fall. Let's check them all out. All right, let's kick it. Ocean City girls soccer had an incredible season led by head coach Sean Mateo. Finishing 20-5, the Red Raiders won the Cal title and reached the Group 3 finals as they upset number 2 seed Cherry Hill West in overtime. The Raiders, who had a 10-game win streak during the season, were led by Brown commit Naomi Nuehi, who scored 32 goals. Senior Brooke Liebrand had 16 goals, while senior goalie Kaya Ray made 64 saves. Very impressive this year. The girls' soccer team is always in contention. Great job, girls. When you think about our girls in cross country, field hockey, and soccer, they are all strong teams. But it won't be long before you start adding volleyball to that list. In just the second season ever of girls volleyball, head coach Jillian Garza led the girls to their very first playoff victory as they took a trip to the Group 3 semifinals. That's a major improvement from last year. Sophomore Bryn Williams led the way for the Red Raiders with 99 kills, 118 service points, and sophomore Gabby Arachi was also a key player for the Red Raiders with 223 digs. The volleyball team hopes to continue their improvement going into next season. After their playoff match with Morristown, we caught up with some of the players to reflect on their year.
I think we had a lot of hardworking players, and we all played really hard the last couple of games, so I'm really satisfied with it.
I'm very satisfied with where we've came this year. We got farther than we did last year, and we really improved as a team. And I think that next year we will like come even farther.
I'm very impressed because I joined when we first started, and compared with the past 3 years, it's a big difference, especially since last year we were number 16, now we're number 9. So I'm very impressed.
Let's swing over to the field hockey, where the girls were fired up to finish their season strong. Coach Burke's squad put together another winning year with 12 wins and a second place finish in the Cal. It's a young squad with a promising future. Sophomore Stevie Wright led the team with 14 goals, while senior Ella Jefferson added 12. And in net, senior Tara Dolka made 183 saves on the season. It's an exciting time for some of our senior athletes who will continue to play sports in college. National Signing Day started on November 13th for all of our D1 and D2 sports outside of football or basketball. Here are some of your Red Raiders making their college decisions official. Evan Taylor, he commits to the University of Alabama and holds the school record for the highest batting average in a season. Also signing was Ryan Cook. She's committed to Duquesne to play lacrosse. Gianna Valise commits to Slippery Rock for lacrosse as well. And runner Cal Heyman will continue his career at St. Bonaventure, while Ava Raw is going to Rhode Island for rowing. For our seniors, this was a huge day for them and their families. To play a college sport, it takes countless hours, effort, and hard work. Congrats, seniors. We'll be watching and rooting for you on your next journey. Great season from all of our OC Fall athletes, and we cannot wait to see what the winter has for OC Sports. Back to you guys, Ryan and Jeff.
Hey, JP, great report. But you know what isn't great? The drought.
Ocean City is desperate for rain. Let's take a look at our current weather conditions with Cameron Williams. Hey, Cameron.
Hey guys, yeah, we've had a rough stretch of weather, guys. Still not a lot of rain. We saw a little bit yesterday, actually, but still, as it sees today, we have nothing or next to little. If we take a look here, the biggest stories that we have is the South Jersey drought. It's been 52 days since half an inch of rain in OC. Last time we saw more than half an inch of rain, or at least half an inch of rain, was September 28th, where we saw 0.64 inches. But the biggest story, guys, it's been 130 days since a full inch of rain here in OC. Last time we saw that, guys, was in the dog days of summer, July 12th, where we saw 1.41 inches. But currently outside, we have 58 degrees, partly cloudy skies with 73% humidity, guys, and very low wind rate. This will stay pretty consistent throughout the entire day. Take a look here as we have outside. We've got a couple people on the boardwalk today. Still beautiful, gorgeous day, guys, and it will probably be the last day that we see creep into the 60s for the rest of the year, which is surprising considering we are still in November. Take a look here, though, at our regional temperatures, where everyone is pretty consistent throughout the South Jersey, Philadelphia area, coming around the mid to high 50s and even creeping into the low 60s today as we progress throughout the day. Taking a look here at our local tides, high tide comes in right about 11:06 a.m. with the second high tide coming in at about 11:30 tonight. Then the low tide came in at about 5 a.m. tonight, or 5 a.m. this morning, and then we'll see it at 5:17 p.m. So make sure if you're surfing today on the last 60-degree weather day, get out before 5:17. Taking a look here at our 7-day forecast. Got a little bit of rain in the forecast this coming weekend and then early into next week, but we start to see trends leading into the the low to high 40s as we take a look deeper into the week. What do you think about this weather, Rye? I mean, we're finally getting a little bit of rain here.
I mean, I really like that warm weather. You know, my favorite season is summer, but I guess we got to start getting ready for the winter. You know, Christmas is coming along and we have Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe this rain will turn to snow as it gets colder. So
Well, our OCHS marching band just finished off a great season. They are a dedicated and talented bunch.
The effort this year has been incredible, and I've enjoyed their music at the football games. Sometimes the songs they play get stuck in my head for days or even weeks.
I hear you, Joe. The band practices countless hours and spends a lot of time together. For the seniors, it's tough to say this is the end of their days on the marching band.
So my time has been phenomenal, actually, and I love being drum major because all of my people are just fantastic, and they get so much done in so little time, and I'm so proud of them.
It was fun, to be honest. Love the people, love marching in general. The music has been pretty good, especially with the challenges that Martin has brought us and we've overcome.
It's really emotional because I've been a part of this family for almost 4 years now. Last year I was the co-captain, now the captain this year.
I've been quite fond of it. It's probably one of the only things that makes school a bit more spicy than what I'm used to. There's no repetition, we're always doing new things, making new performances, and overall, even though this is my last year, I've loved it.
Well, Joe, do you know what time it is?
I don't know, breakfast time?
No, it's Fast Five time. You know, our super speedy, fabulously entertaining interview segment.
Oh, my bad. I forgot the rundown's right in front of me.
Well, there's a new superintendent in town, and his name is Dr. Angelillo. Here's current OC's Taylor Mulford with our famous Fast Five.
Today we have our Fast Five with Dr. Angelillo. Are you ready, Doc?
I'm ready.
How does it feel being the new superintendent?
Feels great. I've really enjoyed meeting with people, getting to know a lot more about the community, students, staff, so I'm enjoying it so far.
All right, what's the most exciting thing about Ocean City to you?
The most exciting thing to me is just our accessibility to the ocean, to the boardwalk, the fact that we're a small community on a barrier island, and all that we kind of have to take advantage of as a result.
All right, what's your favorite vacation spot?
My favorite vacation spot has been Italy, the Amalfi Coast.
What is one exciting thing about yourself that no one knows?
I love all different types of music genres, but what most people don't know about me is that I'm a metalhead at heart. I've been to hundreds and hundreds of different concerts.
And what do you like to do in your free time?
In my free time, I'm a big fisherman. I fish with my family, my son especially, so love to fish.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Dr. Angelillo.
Thank you, Taylor.
I'm Taylor Mulford reporting from the Current OC.
Well, that'll do it for us on this edition of the Current OC.
Remember to log on and catch all of our shows and additional content by visiting ocnjtv.com.
We're also on social media, OCNJTV, so be sure to like our page and follow us there too. Now for Rye, JP, and Cameron, I'm Joe Mayan, and we hope you'll join us again for the next episode.
Thanks for watching.